I try to make this place my place. I ask Providence to smile upon me with a sweet face. But I'll tell you, my place is of the sun, and this place is of the dark. And I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark. My place is of the sun, and this place is of the dark. And I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark. For the prince of darkness any longer. Maybe there's no haven in this world that's endless. My heart beat like the wings of wild birds in a cage. My greatest hope, my greatest cause to grieve. And my heart flew from its cage, and it bled upon my sleeve. Sweet, sweet face. Yeah, but I'll tell you, my place is of the sun, and this place is of the dark. And I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark. My place is of the sun, and this place is of the dark. And I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark. Of the dark, and I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark. My place is of the sun, and this place is of the dark, and I do not feel the romance, I do not catch the spark.
You're listening to the Indigo Girls and at WREK. I thought this is better. Let's see. Now you just came straight back from the Rio benefit this Sunday, and you're going to be performing at the Cotton Club this Wednesday. No, next Wednesday.
25th.
The 25th of May.
Yeah.
And with Michelle Malone. Is she going to be playing with her band, or?
No, I think she's going to be doing this gig acoustic solo. Well, she may be playing some electric, but she'll be doing it solo. But
Yeah, we got some tickets for that to give away later on.
But, all right.
Free tickets.
Yeah, free tickets. Now, I have two records. I have your Strange Far LP and your EP. What's it called?
That's our single.
Single. Oh, and then you have an EP.
This is called Indigo Girls.
Indigo Girls?
Came out 2 years ago.
It's out of print.
Oh, it's out of print.
We only have one box left and they're all warped, so.
Oh, yeah, that's familiar. What's that record? What's it called? Georgia Record? What did you get? Kind of, did you. Well, see, your thing here says.
Georgia Record?
Yeah, Georgia. It says Indigo Record, so I was thinking it was. You did it. You were doing it yourself or something like that, and usually when they do that, they go to Georgia Record Pressing.
Yeah.
And we had problems where they would cellulite it or put it in that saran wrap, and it would shrink it and warp the record.
Uh-oh, bad business.
No, well, they actually...
But they're real
they
good.
They suggest that you don't shrink wrap them anymore.
Yeah.
That you just... that they just put the plastic on them and don't shrink them, which is probably... that's what we did.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've learned that. But, I mean, they're still good. It's just you just don't shrink wrap them.
Right.
Yeah. We had ours loose wrapped.
That was the first one.
That's why.
We wrote out these little lyric sheets for the first album and put them in there. Actually, Amy put them all in there herself, but...
Because I was working there.
Thanks. It was a real home job.
Oh, okay. So, you... I mean, I've been... There was a... Phoenix, I think, was a magazine. Emory was the Emory Independent, and they were talking about, like, you were doing this all pretty much yourself, the distributing, and I didn't realize that you did the records yourself, and so you were becoming the distributors yourself. You're their own publisher, or?
We have a distributor, Important Records, but we distribute to the independent stores ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Kind of work with other factions of the business to get everything done right. But we have a big hand in it. We try.
So you've been, it was saying in the article that you were looking through like CMJ, College Music, whatever.
Right, we did all that.
And that's pretty simple. Yeah, we have a box of record cardboard boxes because those are pretty expensive to send out. Mm-hmm. But we collect everything, so we can, if we want to send out records, we have all these boxes free. So boxes cost money too. Everything
yeah,
costs money.
Buy our boxes. But we got a good deal on it. Yeah, we came out with the album and we sent it to about 250 different college radio stations, and then called them up and asked them to please play it, and most of them did. So then we've been trying to tour a lot more to support the album, and we'll probably be coming out with a new album pretty soon. We've been shopping that album for a record deal, but we aren't really anxious right now to get signed. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of radio stations are interested in just getting something in the mail and maybe looking at it instead of just going by what's down on a piece of paper from CMJ. They
like to.
Yeah, they like to see something new and maybe respond to it.
Yeah. Do you want to play another song? Do you want to play that little single song?
Okay.
From 1985?
1985? Boy. What's it called?
Everybody's Waiting for Someone to Come Home.
Okay, so this is...
This is our first...
First.
Our first release.
Our first recording.
First recording ever.
Okay. Here it is. Okay, we're back. Let's see. Now what's the song you're going to play now?
We're going to play a song called Cold as Ice. This is from our EP that came out 2 years ago called Indigo Girls. That was on what label was this one on?
Where was it on?
Indigo. I don't think we even had this on a label. This was just, an EP.
It was nameless.
A nameless EP. And this is a song called Cold as Ice.
Amy wrote this song. By yourself?
Well, my dog helped me a little bit at the time.
You don't have a dog.
Yeah.
with a strong mind, the mind and soul, defeated, tearing apart. I've been searching for new words to make you understand in a different way. When I told you I'd hang on forever, you might show it to me. And it's cold as ice, I can't let go. Oh no, it's cold as ice, baby, but I need your love. And I wish I could have been the first one, oh, to walk out the door. Or I'd find myself to blame if there is to come back for. Who is you could have been the last one? Tell me how you're gonna feel. But when you close the doors and keep your eyes, and my heart is still seems so sincere and cold as ice, I can't let go. But I need your love. There's a message to this madness, but what it still seems quite unreal. If I really need to save myself, can I just walk out of here? There's a message in your eyes, and you make it perfect to play. Either leave your heart behind, trapped beneath this feeling, 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 feeling.
Okay, Indigo Girls here at WREK in their studios. Hey, Joe. Let's see. Now, on your little single, you have it was put up by Jealous Records, capital J, capital E. Is there a little story to that?
More of our little fun and games.
More fun and games?
Go ahead.
We named it after an English teacher of ours in high school. We both went to the same high school.
Uh huh.
So we wanted to pay homage to this wonderful man. Can we say his name?
Yeah.
His name is Jay Ellis Lloyd, and he teaches at Shamrock High School in DeKalb County, and he's very wonderful. And we were both in love with him, so.
Yeah. So we had a record label for him.
Yep.
He doesn't even have one.
He probably threw it away. He's kind of a classical fanatic.
Oh, okay.
But that's the story of
that's,
yeah, he, so he's cool.
He's really cool.
He's really cool.
He's great. Yep. Hey, Beth. We brought a friend with us to the studio. Can we introduce her?
Yeah, sorry I didn't introduce her.
That's okay. She's
Beth.
This is our little Russian road manager.
Well, I can give you a little mic.
Beth, you want to talk
to
me?
Or she can share. Oh, Beth, you can have your own mic.
Yeah, this is the person that is our road manager a lot of times. Beth.
Hi. Board.
Very good.
Okay, they can pick you up.
So,
tell everybody what it's like to travel with the Indigo Girls, Beth.
Well, I laugh all the time, and they laugh all the time, and we have fun.
What's your favorite sight to see in South Carolina?
the Peach. We love the Peach in Gaffney. And we're going to go on a tour of it one day.
Oh, you haven't stopped by?
No, they don't let us stop ever. We have to drive by.
Do you wave at the oak tree?
The oak tree?
The oak tree.
Oh, with the ribbon around it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've never even noticed that.
Yeah, we have. We've talked about it before.
The yellow ribbon?
The tree between this place and that place that has all the ribbons around
it? Yeah.
I've never seen that.
You know what else we've noticed?
We don't point it out to you.
There are cats in the medians all over the highways.
They're called median cats.
Median cats.
That's the name of our new band that we haven't started yet.
Except there are a lot of other bands that have cats in their name, so.
So we didn't do it.
But.
All right.
Beth keeps us entertained. Anything else you want to say, Beth?
Hey, hi, Andrea. That's my roommate. She's saving the show for us.
Oh, yeah, I want to say hello to my grandmother, Mammy.
Hi, Mammy.
Hey, Mammy.
Mammy, too.
And my mom, and I don't know if my dad's listening, but my mom and dad, and Mammy.
I'd like to say hello to everybody who's listening.
Oh, well, I'm not being exclusive or anything.
No, I am either.
No,
I'm not. All right, that was Beth.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We want to let everybody know about this Nancy Griffith show, too, because Nancy Griffith is one of my personal favorites.
I think it's Joe Wicker's favorite, too.
What?
Well, I mean, the person that was here before, his Wildwood Flower, was his Nancy Griffith, one of his faves.
Yeah, she's great. And we're going to open for her at Center Stage
on
June the 25th. We will have just come back from vacation, so we probably will forget all the songs, but...
We'll practice.
That happened to us one year. We went on vacation and we were supposed to play a show and we couldn't remember any of the songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, well, of course, we've already plugged the Cotton Club show, but we'll do that again. That's an important show to come to.
Mm-hmm.
The 25th of May. That's a week from Wednesday. It's going to be a fun time for all with Michelle Malone and Indigo Girls.
It will be fun.
And whoever else is there to play with us on stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever played Cotton Club before, or is this...
No.
This
is the first.
Played at the Royal Peacock last week, and that was a blast.
We're trying to do some new rooms.
We still play at Little Five Points Pub, though, once a month, for about a week.
First week in June, we'll be there. And that'll be it. And then we'll be at the Trackside on June 8th, and the Harvest Moon on June 9th, and then we'll be gone for, like, 3 weeks. Well, 2 weeks.
We're going on vacation.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Rest.
What do you want to do?
Oh, do you want to play a song or...
We'll play a song.
We'll play a song.
What do you want to play?
Do you want to play Center Stage?
You want to do something? Why don't you do Love's Recovery?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Emily's going to do a song she wrote.
This is a new song.
By herself.
She's going to play it by herself. I always write ballads. It's called Love's Recovery. I speak, it was hard to turn the other cheek to the blows of insecurity, feeding the cancer of my intellect, the blood of love soon neglected, lay dying in the strength of its impurity. Search of fair weather. I sit here in our storm and drink a toast to the slim chance of love's recovery. There I am in younger days, stargazing, painting picture perfect maps,
of how my life and love will be. Not counting the unmarked paths of misdirection, my compass, faith in love's perfection. I missed 10 million miles of road I should have seen. Meanwhile, our friends, we thought we're so together. We left each other one by one on the road to fair weather. And we sit here in our storm and drink a toast to the slim chance of love's recovery. Like silence screaming in a dream, I search for absolute distinction. God consent to bow and bend to the whims of culture that swoop like vultures, eating us away, eating us away, eating us away to our extinction. I'd still have two of the same to live. But nobody gets a lifetime rehearsal, as specks of dust were universal. To let this love survive would be the greatest gift that we could give. Tell all the friends who think they're so together, these are ghosts. These thoughts of farewell, though it's storming out, I feel safe within the arms of love's discovery.
Okay, see, we got one question that someone just, well, called up a little bit while ago, asked.
Yeah, phone call.
Phone call.
Let's do it. Let's answer this question.
Okay, it's, okay, I can spell. Why were you so not in a rush to get signed?
Well,
that's blunt and to the point.
We want to make sure that we don't have to change ourselves, like that we don't have to compromise.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of record companies are interested in marketing, and of course they want to sell albums and stuff, so they want to like present to the public whatever they think is going to sell the most albums or whatever. And if we can't fit into a mold like that, then we'd rather not be signed. So in other words, it's not that we are averse to getting a record deal, but we just want to make sure that it's right for us. Would you say that's accurate, Amy?
Yeah, plus, besides the fact that we've managed to do a lot of things ourselves independently and been relatively successful at them. So I would say that, like while we need a record deal to reach more people, we've done what we set out to do and still retain a lot of creative freedom. So it's kind of a happy existence.
Yeah, I mean, with your success from all your the records that are playing you. I mean, the records, radio stations that are playing you. I hope the records are playing you. let's see. One of your friend, it must be one of your friends, the Glass Eye is playing tonight. And
in Atlanta?
There?
Yeah, over at the Cotton Club.
Really?
And
Kathy?
Yeah.
Kathy Cole?
Well, no. I mean, I knew it was in there, but also I was looking through a magazine that was showing you had played with Glass Eye over
white
at
dot.
The. Okay, White Dot. I apologize.
Beautiful.
You were playing with them over at the Knitting Factory in May. So I was looking at it, going, wow.
Well, we don't actually know them. Well, we play in Austin a lot, and we know some really good friends of theirs, and so we met them for the first time at the Knitting Factory, and one of the lead, well, they're all lead vocalists, so a woman in the band that sings a lot of lead is really good friends with a mutual friend of ours, so it's like one big happy music family.
Everything turns out.
They're really good. You should go check them out. Everybody mm-hmm. should, because they're real experimental and they were kind of cool, I thought.
Very creative.
Yeah, extremely creative.
Yeah, we have one person ready to go. He's running. He wants to go get to the White Dot as soon as possible.
Well, the White Dot's a great club.
Too. Oh, yeah. To hear anybody.
But that's, you've been in New York, and so, I mean, you've been up now, moving around. That's your northern tour,
yeah.
I assume. Yeah.
New York was one stop on the way. We did most of the major cities in New England. And we had a really good show in Philadelphia and a really good show in Boston. In Baltimore, we opened for the Connells. And they're a great band. And we had a really good show in Boston.
With Thin White Rope and Plan 9. That was fun.
Yep.
We did like 10 days of shows along the East Coast.
Would you take it easy, or did you kind of do a show and then move on and do another show, or was it pretty much
day after day?
Day after day. So that's why you're taking a vacation.
We're taking a vacation because it's been a hard year.
It's been a long year.
Yeah.
We always take one vacation a year.
Well, we get summer vacations. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're used to being in school, so we kind of got on this mode of getting a vacation around the time that you graduate from college.
That's
what we're doing.
Right, Beth?
Right.
Right, Pat and Cynthia? The rest of our studio audience. Friends.
I should have applause. Turn up the knob.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Thousands of people here in the studio.
So, what do you want to do?
I can ask you another. Well,
you can take questions from like the radio listeners. You know, like anybody that wants to call in and ask us something.
Just let people call in and.
Okay.
So right now, the Indigo Girls are encouraging you to pick up the phone and call WREK.
894-2468.
2468.
And just ask a question, and we'll relay it to them.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to do with us. If we don't know the answer, we'll ask one of the people in our studio.
It could be a sports question or a politics question or a nature question.
And I've got a trivia question, and you get a free album if you can answer this. What's different about the hands of the people on the Jetsons?
Okay, we got one question. How did you meet and how did you become the Indigo Girls?
Okay, Emily's going to
answer
that.
We met in jail.
Once again, you blunder.
We met in elementary school. I had moved down from Connecticut, and I was about 11 years old, and Amy was about 10. And since then, we've always been a year apart.
Yeah.
We met in elementary school. We went to high school together, and we just started playing around for fun in high school, just like nothing serious, because we both play guitar and sang. And then we went off to college, and we played solo for a while, and then we both ended up at Emory University, where we started playing. And we've been the Indigo Girls for about, I guess, 3.5 or 4 years. 4 years. But before that, we were the B Band and Sailors and Ray. That's pretty original, our last names. Hey, those phone lines are ringing, aren't they?
I just now figured out what that night meant.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty neat. People don't know what it is. What's that?
So,
maybe that's an answer to the trivia question.
Yeah. The trivia question, once again, is what's different about the hands of the characters on the Jetsons? And if you can answer that, we'll give you a free album or a hot dog.
We do.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
You can't answer, listening audience.
But what do you want us to do, a song, and you can write down questions if they come in or something?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll just run outside and get a whole bag of them, slew of them.
A bag. What do you want to do?
Do you want to do security?
Well, I think let's do Center Stage. We're going to do Center Stage.
This is a new song by Amy.
We're tuning down.
song is it's about the music business and a lot of the things that happen and the people that run it and stuff, and like making sure you always keep an eye on yourself.
First question is, What were your majors at Emory?
Amy, you want to tell your major first?
I was a religion major and an English major.
I was an English major. Just an English major.
That's it.
Okay, okay. Next one, when will your new LP be out, if you're
telling me? Tomorrow in all the stores. We're doing demos this summer, and then in October we're going to record it. So regardless whether or not we get signed, it'll be out probably in like November.
That's what we're shooting
December.
For.
We're shooting for that.
If we need more time to be creative and write new stuff or whatever, then we'll take more time, but yeah.
But we'll write new songs, and like if you come hear us, we'll have new stuff so that you don't get bored.
Okay, well, another one. I need to talk to... I just don't... are you influenced by Uriah Heep? Especially
Uriah Heep? Uriah.
I think that's a joke question. I'm really good. I'm really good for that.
Well, we could be.
They're rolling in the back.
I'm influenced by Uriah Heep.
Subconsciously, I think I am. I am.
I play guitar like Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep. I like that. That's a cool name. I have a band called Uriah Heep.
They already have one, though.
Oh, you're real.
That's why we were influenced by them, subconsciously, anyway.
Okay. Another one was said that, please do Should Have Crossed Your Path. And it says, she also, or whoever said, can you guess who's requesting it and saying
I know who requested this song.
Who?
Marisa.
Is it? You think it's Marisa?
She's out there. Marisa's out there.
Hey, Marisa. Hey, Marisa. We're probably not going to do that one because Dee Dee's not here and that mandolin part is... don't you think?
Yeah, Dee Dee Vogt plays... Dee Dee Vogt's with the Paper Dolls and she plays bass and mandolin with us a lot, so... Some of the songs just aren't the same without her, but thanks for asking for that one.
Yeah.
All the phone lines are still ringing. Yeah. This is so exciting.
Should we do another song before we have questions, or what?
Remember that time we played a radio show in Alabama and people were supposed to call in and ask questions and there was only one question the whole time we were there?
And what was it?
And it was,
something really funny.
Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, so this is beautiful.
Oh, another thing down there is Troy.
Troy?
Yeah, I guess that's
by Sinead O'Connor?
I guess so.
Or Tori.
Tori.
Tori?
No, Troy.
Troy? Do they want us to play Troy?
Is that what? A song?
I don't know. It's just
you play it, Amy.
Must.
I can't.
Tori's some...
Well...
I don't know. I'm learning about Tori's.
Do you want us to play a song?
I don't mind. I can talk. You can talk.
Well, you whatever. We'll play a song. Since. What do you want to do?
Do you want to do a new one?
You want to do Thin Line?
Yeah, let's do Thin Line. This is a song by a friend of ours, Gerard McHugh.
Gerard is a songwriter in town, and currently he's with a group called the New Mongrels with some friends of ours. Haynesbrook is also in the group. They like to howl a lot. They're happy men. And they're going to be at the White Dot, oh my God, on the same night that we're at the Cotton Club, so you can see two shows in one night. The New Mongrels will be at the White Dot, and that they're really incredible. So,
yep. Uriah Heep. This song is called Thin Line.
And Gerard wrote it.
Somebody else. Oh yeah. my confidence on fire.
With my confidence on fire.
I set to fix and love my own. Separation of desire.
Separation of desire.
Let me deeper down in the hole, yeah. But when I try to make it more, it was always a mess. Somebody else. And now when I try to make it more, that was always a mess. And it's a thin line to please yourself, please somebody else.
People call up for requests, but I'll just give you a selection. No Way to Treat a Friend.
Yeah, and, that one.
There's one that has a little, I mean, this one has something extra with it. It's for a friend from Arizona, Love of the Common People.
Oh, yeah.
And Strange Fire was the other one.
Well,
we'll do a couple of those.
Yeah, let's do your song first and then Love of the Common People.
Yeah, we'll close out with Love of the Common People.
Okay.
So of course we're going to do this rock and roll song by the rock and roll members of the group.
And which one is
that? Uriah Heep Ray.
Oh yeah. Michelle Malone is playing at Little Five Points Pub tonight. That's another show we're plugging. Tonight. And Glass Eye at the White Dot. And we're playing at Georgia Tech.
This is really fun too. Got a lot of come by and visit these people at the radio station.
Yeah.
George, right, George?
What? Yeah. I guess so. You can come during office hours. One said we're open 24 hours a day, but I was going, yeah, I'll answer the door at 3 o'clock in the morning, sure.
Yeah, right.
Be sure you go to the right Coliseum, though, in order to find your way to the station.
Go down 10th instead of
1. George goes, find the Coliseum, so we go to the football stadium, of course. We're looking for the radio station in the football stadium, but that's a common mistake by the Indigo Girls getting lost.
Yeah. All right, man.
Well, everything's okay.
Thanks.
This goes out to No Way to Treat a Friend. Is that for the friend in Arizona, or is Love
Yeah, the Love the Common People's for a friend from Arizona.
Okay, we're going to do this for nobody.
And this one is just for no one.
I hate this song.
But she plays a hot lead in it anyway.
Well, when I walked to the door, honey, I was feeling mighty fine. I was thinking, hey, I got love to ease my mind. When I got to the car and I was staring at those stars again, this ain't no way for me to spend my time, Lord. I want a true love affair, not this touch and go in the air. You know why? Don't know if I'm coming or I'm down. it, darling. Are you in love again? Well, not with you. Then I heard you laugh. Honey, you were laughing at the past. Don't stick around. This ain't no way to treat your friend. You were laughing at the past. Honey, you were smiling through your glass. Watching cars drive away in your mind. You were hoping I would leave. Honey, I was dreaming like a slave. This ain't no way for me to spend my time. Oh, yeah. Don't give it away. Is that too much for someone so far removed? What's the use to claim? You're too lost to be kind, you know why? It's all in your mind, I'm in love with you. Ain't gonna play your game. You're wild, my vibe. Don't say wrong if it feels right. Push me down just to see me crawl. I'll be crawling on your floor. I'll be reaching for your door. I'll be crawling right out of your eyes. Honey, I'll be walking right out of your eyes. Honey, I'll be walking right out of your eyes. Oh, yeah. Right out now.
Song by Amy Ray.
Let's see, Michelle, last time she was here, right after the show, she went to replace Emily, right? Or
She wants to do what?
You were playing at the...
Oh, I was sick. Yeah. I got food poisoning.
Yeah, that's right. She came over and sang at the pub.
Yep, they didn't miss me.
Didn't miss you all.
Not one bit. I heard great reports about that night. I was lying in my sick bed.
And we were having a good time.
Yeah, having a good time.
Aww. Yeah. Oh. It's okay to be dispensable. Right, Amy?
So, yeah.
we're gonna do this song for a friend of ours.
But wait.
What?
We're just gonna close out with it. Well, is it time to close out, or do you want to ask this?
Doesn't matter, just as long as...
Are there any more questions?
Okay, this is what we got. Where did you come up with the name?
From the dictionary.
From the dictionary, okay. Another person, this is weird, he said that the last song, that the song you just played, sounded like Zebra, Who's Behind the Door, and that you would need, at the beginning did, and you change it, you might need to change it not because it's bad, but because it's...
Oh, copyright like laws.
Like a copyright
oh.
Laws.
Well, we didn't write it, so Gerard wrote it. We'll tell Gerard it sounds like Zebra.
Wait, which last song? The one we just played?
Gerard, you mean Thin Line?
I guess so, yeah.
The one before this last one?
Yeah.
Well, Zebra Behind the Door?
Who's Zebra?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what copy...
Well, we'll find out who the group is, and we'll tell Gerard about it.
We'll talk to our lawyer.
All of Neil Young's songs sound like the Eagles songs, and there's only so many chord progressions. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, everything sounds alike.
Artists are wonderful, no matter what.
Huey Lewis... I think sued Ray Parker Jr. because Ghostbusters sounded like I Want a New Drug. So that just goes to show you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Goes to show you.
Yep.
But we'll check into that, really, to be serious about it. We will.
Yeah. We're banging line sounds like something else or whatever.
Well?
Are those all the questions from the phone?
Let's see. Anything on the back? Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, there's no questions. Well, I think that's it.
We'll do this song then.
Yeah, we'll close out with this.
We want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, George.
Oh, you're welcome.
And please, please, please come to the Cotton Club and see us with Michelle Malone on the 25th of May. And then on the 25th of June, this is easy because they're both 25th dates of the next 2 months, we'll be opening for Nancy Griffith.
Okay. Nancy Griffith.
Yep.
And Rapidette will give tickets away for your show.
Beautiful.
On the 25th.
We'd like to thank our listening audience. Can you?
Yeah, yay, listening audience.
Here we go.
And we appreciate everybody listening.
Yes.
And sorry we messed around so much, but that's
it. It was fun.
I had a blast.
I had a good time.
All right, here's a song for, I guess this is for Steve.
From Arizona. Arizona.
She doesn't have a dress without a pass for the party to go. Well, but she knows she's gonna get by. She's living the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can, oh yeah. And it's a good thing you don't have bus fare. You would fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You better walk the town to find a job. Oh, and it's trying to keep your hands warm. A hole in your shoe, let the snow come through and your shoes rot to the bone. You better go home where it's warm. You can live in the love of the common people. From the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Living on a dream ain't easy, yeah, but the closer the net, the tighter the fit. And the chills stay away. We like to keep them in sky for family pride, yeah. You know that faith is your foundation. Got a whole lot of love and a warm mama says, but don't forget to pray. It's keeping us strong where we belong. Living in the love of the common people. Heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. Live on in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. Live on in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, George.
Yeah! Right. Good luck at the Shopping Club and all the other shows you're doing. And good luck with that LP.
Thank you.
Well, if you would like to win a pair of tickets to see the Indigo Girls, Wednesday, May 25th at 10 p.m. at the Cotton Club. Must be 21, be the
90.
Six caller, 894-2468, and one pair of tickets.